from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump is making no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, something that made for awkward moments Thursday on the first day of his trip to France.
Yeah, I mean, something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay, too.
But Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron instead focused on finding common ground on areas like Syria and counterterrorism as both leaders appeared intent on getting off to a good start. The top U.S. diplomat concluded a week of shuttle diplomacy in the Persian Gulf crisis Thursday, bearing no promise of an imminent breakthrough, but he voiced optimism that Qatar and its four Arab neighbors might soon at least be willing to talk face to face. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson traveled to tiny gas-rich Qatar for a second time for a lunch meeting with 37-year-old Emir Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, following talks earlier in the week in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. As he flew back to Washington, Tillerson told reporters that the discussions had been helpful and that the U.S. planned to keep at it. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was treated at a hospital Thursday after becoming dehydrated while helping to build houses in Canada for Habitat for Humanity. The 92-year-old former president, known for his post-presidential humanitarian work, was taken to a hospital in Winnipeg as a precaution for rehydration. The former president does not appear to be in serious medical danger.